This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
I remember recently reading an article from the tourist board in Sacramento that the number one destination for Californians from Southern California to Northern California is the coast. Everybody comes to the coast. And certainly we here in the San Mateo County coastside have seen the evidence of that, especially on a beautiful summer Sunday day when all of a sudden the traffic is bumper to bumper coming over the hill. We're very honored to have with us in the studio today a fellow who has an idea to help resolve that. And we're going to let him explain his concept to us. Now, I understand that your friends call you a Dr. Pete, but your real name, your official name is?
That's right. My name is Dr. Peter von Bleichert. I'm a professor at College of San Mateo in the business department.
As we get into this, I read that basically, to say it very succinctly, and we're going to expound on it certainly, is that your concept for getting people to the coastside and avoiding the traffic experiences that us who have lived here for years and years know is just getting worse and worse, is to basically use a form of transportation that is used actually in several cities in America and elsewhere around the world, a tramway, a gondola type of concept. So basically, I know that you not too long ago gave a presentation to our own city council concerning that. So you come by your ideas almost genetically, because it turns out that basically your great-grandfather was a pioneer in the concept of aerial trams and things of that nature. Tell us a little bit about your family and your history.
Certainly, Jim. My great-great-grandfather was one of the wire rope pioneers. There are several in history. We had a very, very large company running out of Saxony, Germany, that provided most of the world's patents that are still in use today on aerial trams. And when we talk about aerial tramways, we're talking, you know, some people call them gondolas. You know, a lot of people are familiar with them as ski lifts and such. But we are talking about passenger aerial tramways. I am a huge fan of Half Moon Bay. I've been living in San Mateo County since 1995. I would frequent this place. I was here as often as possible. And more, as your residents know, traffic has increased and it's become more and more of a burden to get over that hill. And that's unfortunate because Half Moon Bay is blessed with the most amazing coastline that everyone wants to access. And at the same time, we want to preserve that slow coast feel of Half Moon Bay. And really, the aerial tramway is a way to do that.
Our mayor, Deborah Ruddick, saw an article in the Daily Journal that they did on you and the concept that you're going to share with us here momentarily. She reached out to you, and as a result, you made a presentation to the Half Moon Bay City Council. I'm interested to ask you this question, though, because at the end of your presentation, you listed the next steps as to what needed to be done to get the concept going or to do more research on it. Did anything ever come of that?
Yes. So, you know, once I realized what an issue this traffic is for Half Moon Bay, of course, my mind wandered to aerial tramways. As you said, it's almost genetic for me. I then decided to start my own little PR campaign to get this built. And I started by writing an article in Wire Rope News, which is a national engineering magazine. And that caught the attention of Doppelmayr Garaventa out of Austria, who also they manufacture the systems, but also finance them. I then decided to write a summary article for the San Mateo Daily Journal. And that's where your current mayor, Debbie Ruddick, read about it. She had yet to come into office, but reached out to me and was very enthusiastic about the idea. And as soon as she became mayor, the first thing she did was invite me to speak at the city council, which I did, and I presented my idea and some technical aspects, some economic aspects to the council. The next steps are a feasibility study, and we form a group which we're calling TramX. This is just a group of prominent citizens and myself and your mayor. And as part of my PR campaign, I was contacted by an engineering firm out of Seattle who is completely enveloped in this renaissance in America around aerial tramways. Cities like Tampa, Pittsburgh, Los Angeles are all installing these systems, and SCJ has been integral into planning and executing these. So to answer your question, the next step is a feasibility study, and we are ready to go on that. Basically, it's a matter of financing, and right now we're still in the exploration phase trying to collect people's ideas, but that is what we would like to do. We would like to move on to that feasibility study and have something in hand which we can show to citizens and investors.
Now, I understand that according to your presentation, the initial amount of money that you thought it would take to fund this is somewhere in the neighborhood of $70 to $100 million. And without going too deep into it, the tram would start over by Crystal Springs and go up and over the mountains down to the coastside. And I believe if I looked at your slide presentation correctly, the end point would be Francis State Beach.
So you're correct on the alignment. Basically, we are looking to have a station on the west side of the coastal range, on the west side of the Santa Cruz Mountains, somewhere in San Mateo, as close to the 280 and 92 interchange as possible. And as you know, a location like that would be proximate to parking, to bus lines. It would be 15 minutes to hospitals, 5 minutes to Caltrain. And then we anticipate the ropeway following the alignment of Route 92, with potential for a through station somewhere near the peak. That's still being discussed. And then landing somewhere in Half Moon Bay. I had initially, because I'm a fan of the ocean, I love the beaches. It's what drew me to Half Moon Bay all those times. I proposed potentially Francis Beach. But there are multiple sites with potential in Half Moon Bay, proximate to downtown businesses and other services that would be explored as part of that feasibility study. So I am not an engineer. The engineers would do the final assessment on the technical aspect and the economic impacts, traffic impacts, and make recommendations to the citizenry on where those stations should be located.
Any idea how long it would take to actually build the thing?
Yeah. So in speaking to Garaventa and Doppelmayr, they're saying about 1 to 2 years maximum of planning once we get going, and maximum 3 years of construction. We know in America, we say, oh gosh, I'm not going to see this for decades. But really, these systems, by their very nature, remember their footprint is really just the towers and those stations. There's very little infrastructure otherwise, unlike, you know, widening roads or installing light rail.
Now, of course, the idea is very intriguing. But, of course, you have the concept of people parking one place, getting on an aerial tram, getting off the aerial tram, and then they have to get to wherever they're going. So with that having been said, I'd like to spend a moment and introduce to our audience here Edward, or Ed Love, who is a local architect and resident. And I understand that you have some thoughts as to what happens when people get off of those trams.
One of the things we've talked about is at the west end of the system here in Half Moon Bay, having a fleet of small electric buses that are decked out to look like a Woody, like a 49 Ford Woody, with racks on it for surfboards and bicycles. And those would run up and down Highway 1 to the various beaches and drop people off as they get off the tram. They would jump onto a Woody with their family and whatever picnic things they had, and then go to the beaches, both north and south. From Half Moon Bay.
How often would those things run, theoretically?
Well, it would all depend, of course, on the load, but, I mean, I could see them running every 15 minutes, something like that.
Uh-huh.
So you wouldn't have a long wait at the western end of the tram at the western terminus. They wouldn't be big. They would be smaller, like the buses that the seniors use, the mini buses, the large buses that we're used to seeing that very often don't have any people in them. It wouldn't be that kind of a thing. It would be a smaller electric bus. Everything's going to be electric. and those would cruise up and down the coast?
And actually, they could take them back to the downtown area if they wanted to go from the exit point of where they arrived.
Right.
Actually, I also saw where you had said that you thought that that would also be very, very beneficial for some of our large events like Dream Machines, where 10,000 people come to the coast and there's heavy traffic.
That would be a perfect way to get people here and not have to deal with the backup in traffic that we constantly see on 92. That would bring people over. And the nice thing about the system, or one of the good things, was at CSM, which could be one of the eastern terminuses, on weekends, the large CSM parking lots are empty. And so that makes a perfect dual use for those parking lots, where people would park there on Saturday mornings or Sunday mornings, jump on the tram, come over to the coast, whether it be for Dream Machines or the Pumpkin Festival or any of the other events that we have on the coast, and we'll have more in the future.
Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it. As we wrap it up, because we are running out of time, I wanted to just ask Professor Pete one final question, and that is, for those who are listening and they catch the vision and are maybe a little excited about, you know, getting involved, how would the average citizen get involved in this?
That's a great question, Jim. We want ideas from everybody. So far, we've set up an email address, coastskyway@gmail.com, where citizens feel free, please, to send us any ideas or comments or worries or ideas around this system. Otherwise, we plan in the future to do more public outreach to different organizations, different groups like the Rotary and such, and potentially the 4th of July and the library.
Well, listen, thank you both for coming in today, and rest assured that you're always welcome here. We'll always leave the light on for you. And as we move forward on this, if you have updates or things you want to share, please come in and do that.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
It's an inspirational concept, putting people headed to the coastside in aerial trams instead of cars that line up bumper to bumper on Highway 92. If you have thoughts, ideas, or questions, Professor Pete would like to hear from you. His email is coastskyway@gmail.com. From the radio station that is in the air everywhere over the coastside, I'm Jim Henderson for Radio Magazine. There was a lot less traffic on coastal highways back in 1965. Let's go back to that simpler time. It is possible, courtesy of the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer. The journey back begins in moments on your hometown community station, 100.9 Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
This is Rachel Shanker of CMI Solutions. I'm your hometown technology partner. Did you know that 92% of small businesses use Dell equipment, and that CMIT Solutions is one of the tech giant's strongest partners? Have you ever had slow-running computers, virus attacks, unorganized online storage systems, or ever been hacked and had your data stolen? I am so confident I can solve any technology issues you may encounter that my company will offer a $250,000 warranty against any and all data breaches. Please contact me for a free consultation. My number is 770-0258. 770-0258. CMIT Solutions, making sure your business doesn't turn into a tech wreck. 770-0258.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer. 1965.
We are now in August of 1965. According to the pages of the Half Moon Bay Review, these are the stories making news. The San Mateo County Board of Supervisors has received a new application for a community TV antenna for Half Moon Bay. VSharer of Riverside, California currently offers such services to residents of San Anselmo. The antenna would catch weak signals in the area of the coastside and rebroadcast them on high towers, ridges, or high structures. And a free public dance will be held at the IDES Hall on Saturday night under the sponsorship of the Half Moon Bay Parks and Recreation Department. Parents Club of El Granada, the Half Moon Bay band Bob Polynesians will supply all types of music. And warning sounded on moonlight building activity. The city of Half Moon Bay is sounding a warning that homes can burn down as a result of improper electrical wiring. People are being told that they should not do their own wiring without a proper permit. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. For the last 15 years, we've all been treated to the painted horse on Highway 92 at Limos Farm. A friend of mine looked into the history of the horse, and the facts are worth sharing so we can appreciate the painted horse even more. It was originally painted just three times a year, Halloween, Christmas, and a year-round theme for the months of January through August. Now it's painted every month by Phil Davis, a San Mateo educator. Most of the ideas for the motif come from locals that Davis meets. I was surprised to learn that the paint is never stripped. The paint buildup is now a half inch thick. This famous horse is growing each month with another layer. The statue was originally purchased at the San Mateo County Fairgrounds. It's made of fiberglass and is hollow inside. We all have our favorites, but it seems the overall favorite was in 2009 when Davis painted the entire horse black and then painted the anatomically correct skeleton, bones in white. I think we owe a big thank you to you at Limos Farm for keeping this tradition going all of these years, for the talented and innovative Phil Davis for giving us something new to look at as we head back over the coastside. I know my kids, as we drive home, can't wait to see what the horse looks like. Keep calm and horse paint on. 1965, and the war in Vietnam continues to worsen with the loss of more men, while at the same time the anti-war movement grows and 35,000 people march on Washington as a protest against the war. There is also civil unrest with rioting, looting, and arson in Los Angeles. This was also the first year mandated health warnings appear on cigarette packets, and smoking becomes a no-no. In fashion, women's skirts got shorter with the appearance of the miniskirt, and men's hair grows longer. Check out the cost of living in 1965. A new house costs $13,600. Cost of a new car, $2,650. And fill her up for, wait for it, 31 cents a gallon. Going to the movies, The Sound of Music, Goldfinger, and Cat Ballou are all popular. Goldfinger and Cat Ballou are probably the two most popular. Popular music reflects the times, and so it is with this hit that reflects a world in conflict, from the Vietnam to the Middle East. Here's Barry McGuire with The Eve of Destruction.
The Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. You understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me destruction.
am Peyton. A cat twists the truth. It knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation. And marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
In 1965, people liked a variety of pop music, from the British Invasion sounds to Motown, surfer music, you name it. This popular group is an English rhythm and blues rock band with a deep voice lead singer, led by the name Eric Burdon. Here's the Animals, and Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood.
Understand me now. Sometimes I feel a little mad, but don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Sometimes I'm so carefree with a joy that's hard to hide. And sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get my share. And that's one thing I never mean to do, 'cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? Have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself alone regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done.
Just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Join me again next time for another journey and another year on the KHMB Time Machine. I'm Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Good morning, Dr. Ghoul, or should I say good night?
You look pleasantly satisfied. What brings you to the station?
James, you know my ghoulish hours. I just had dinner at Sam's Cafe. A rare steak and basted eggs and home fry with the best coffee in town.
I heard the new owners did an incredible remodel.
They did, and they are also a sponsor for the Dr. Ghoul movie nights at the Coastal Repertory. Our next feature film, The Creation of the Humanoids, September 3rd at 7 p.m., is a classic horror sci-fi mix.
I know my wife and I enjoy your movie nights.
This one on September 3rd is a treat. Everyone will enjoy a family-friendly night of horror and humor mixed. So to all, join us at 7 p.m. at the Repertory, September 3rd. And as always, my fiendish friends, may all your dreams be nightmare.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'd like to share a sweet article I just read by Eileen Mitchell. Patricia Hunt was reading a dog magazine when she came across an article about an adopted greyhound. All the skin had been scraped off his paws from years of running on the track. The Concord resident was in the market to adopt a dog, and after reading that article, there was no question. This time, she was taking the greyhound. All my life, I've had mostly Pembroke corgis, and my surviving dog was Petunia, an irrepressible 5-year-old lab pit mix. Golden State Greyhound Adoption brought a few retired racers over to test compatibility with Petunia and to check my place and make sure we were both greyhound safe. After passing their inspection, I expressed an interest in a 2-year-old black male with a white chest and 4 white paws who had been saved from the Colorado racetracks. When he and Petunia met, it was love at first sight, and that was it. I named my new dog Jemmy. Over our 8 years together, I've never stopped bragging about my wonderful boy. He's exceptionally friendly and outgoing, not to mention sweet and tolerant of both cats and kids. People always tell me he's the friendliest greyhound they've ever met. At 9.5 years of age, Jemmy still has a sweet puppy-like spirit. He loves shoving his head into a hand for scratching and petting, and is known for slapping his big paw on a leg so the owner will give him more love. When he's itching for a good scratch behind his ear, he does the famous greyhound lean, which goes right into my heart.
Pet Patrol continues in a minute, but first, a word about Kibbles and Gifts. We have lots of sales this month. Here are just a few. Dollars off First Mate grain-friendly dog food. Origin cat food, $4 off small bags. And Pure Vita dog food, $4 off small bags for these as well. Come on into the store to check out all of our sales. And don't forget, we offer home delivery, online ordering, and auto ordering. Just go to kibblesandgifts.com for more information. Kibbles is located next to Safeway in the Strawflower Shopping Center. You can give us a call at 650-726-3700. Now, back to the show.
In January, Jemmy became more than just my greatest love. He may have saved my life. It's commonly known that greyhounds aren't the best guard dogs because they rarely bark. But all that changed at 6 one morning when I awoke to hear my gentle boy barking nonstop and in an aggressive tone he's never used before. I got up to see what was wrong and entered the kitchen, which was unusually cold. I was going to silence Jemmy with some treats when I saw that the outside door leading from the kitchen was wide open. Jemmy had scared away an intruder with his barking. The burglar managed to get away with a cheap wireless device for charging a phone, but that was it. We don't know if the intruder only heard Jemmy or saw him, too. Anyone catching sight of a barking, muscular 85-pound dog would want to exit quickly. There are many reasons that I've always believed Jemmy to be exceptionally smart and communicative, and now I have proof. He knows who our friends are, and he knows who doesn't belong here. I've since had our alarm system activated and upgraded because I don't want my sweet boy serving double duty as a guard dog. Dog experts say that greyhounds aren't protective, but Jemmy has busted that myth. He's my ever-faithful companion and my biggest blessing and now my greatest hero. I just love how animals always continue to surprise us. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Hello, this is Frank Vento, your hometown realtor. The Intero Foundation is funded by agents and employees of Intero Real Estate Services, including myself. This year, we issued grants to 14 nonprofits around the Bay Area that serve youth and seniors, donating over $300,000, which included Puente, based in Pescadero. Puente serves farm workers and the underserved here on the coastside. As for real estate, the market has shifted a little, and the fall market is just around the corner. If you're considering making a move, please give me a call. Frank Vento at 650-888-9900. That's 650-888-9900. Or find me online at frankvento.com. That's Frank, V-E-N-T-O.com.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hello, this is Dr. Barry Canty, D.C., your host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. If you ask most people what are the leading causes of death in the United States, most people answer heart disease and cancer, and they'd be right. We hear about those diseases, if not daily, at least weekly. But the third leading cause stumps and surprises most people, and that is why we're talking about it today. A study released in 2014 suggested that prescription medications are the third leading cause of deaths in the United States and Europe. When I started my practice over 30 years ago, the average number of prescription medications per person was close to 7. Now it is over 15. Think about that for a moment. The average number of prescription medications for every man, woman, and child is over 15. The United States has less than 5% of the world's population and takes over 60% of the world's prescription medication. And it gets worse. We here in the United States take nearly 80% of the world's pain-reducing medication. That would be fine if it could be proved we are the healthiest nation in the world, but we are far from it. There are dozens of countries that have better health outcomes than we here in the United States. All of these prescription medications have led to hundreds of thousands of deaths, which rank them as the third leading cause of death in the United States and parts of Europe. These are not deaths caused by overdose or misuse. They are drugs taken as prescribed. The primary cause of morbidity and mortality from prescriptions is polypharmacy, medication overload, and medical errors, such as errors in prescription and administration of medication. What is polypharmacy, you may ask? Well, I'll tell you right after this.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Barry Canty, and today we're talking about the third leading cause of death in the United States, which is prescription medication, but specifically a use called polypharmacy. Polypharmacy is defined as using five or more medications And as mentioned earlier, the national average is close to 15 medications for every person alive in the United States. So how does this create a problem? Well, a single drug can easily come with 20 to 40 side effects. When prescribed with other drugs, they may interact with them in unpredictable ways. However, most physicians prescribing these drugs will not know all of the side effects, nor will they have a full understanding of possible adverse effects from drug interactions. Prescriptions work by blocking or enhancing certain proteins and receptors. These proteins and receptors perform specific tasks or are involved in major biological pathways. Some pathways are well studied, some are not, which is why side effects of different drugs vary. Different drugs can induce opposing effects by interfering with each other or can increase effects by adding on. The true knowledge of how most drugs work is unknown. Think again about that for a moment. Most of the researchers and scientists working for pharmaceutical companies cannot explain how or why the medication functions in your body the way it does. So how did this happen? Well, in 1971, a study found that over 75% of doctor visits ended with a prescription being given. That is because most patients expect a prescription at the end of appointments. They believe that modern medicine should provide an antidote for every symptom. The prescription is a tangible end to the office visit and may be perceived by the patient as having greater value than education or reassurance. Then in 1981, the FDA started to allow direct-to-consumer advertising, and those ads really started to hit the TV in the 1990s. This opened the floodgates. Pharmaceutical companies now spend billions of dollars monthly on advertising. The money spent is much larger than money spent on research and development of new drugs. The U.S. healthcare system is geared toward polypharmacy. Physicians are more educated about prescribing than stopping medication. Textbooks on pharmacotherapy tell doctors when to start drugs, but unless adverse drug reactions arise, doctors are not taught when and if they should stop them. Therefore, patients may use the same prescription for years, even when it is no longer necessary. Medical books on reducing polypharmacy also often place discontinuance of medications as the last recommendation. Another confounding factor in polypharmacy, especially in older patients, is that doctors and patients may mistake adverse drug effects from the prescription as signs of diseases instead. Therefore, rather than stopping the medication, another prescription is added to the regimen, leading to the polypharmacy cascade. So what can you do to prevent becoming a statistic? No doctor can be completely knowledgeable of all drug side effects or interactions with other drugs since there are so many new drugs brought to market each year. So become your own advocate. Ask questions of the doctor who prescribed and the pharmacist who fills the prescription. After all, it is your health and life. Until next time, stay well.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
Coastside Carousel. The show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. We have the lovely and talented Sandy Cressman on the line with us today. And we're going to be talking about a few upcoming gigs that she's having, playing some beautiful Brazilian music. But first, of course, we need to thank our sponsor, Cameron, of Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, which is a beautiful place to hang out with your friends and family, get some good food. You can bring your pets outside and also sing at open mic on Thursdays and karaoke Fridays and Saturdays. So, Cameron, thanks for all you do. And, Sandy, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. Thanks so much.
Yeah, when I saw that you were coming to the Bach, I went and got tickets as soon as I could, and I'm bringing some friends to celebrate their 60th birthday. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, the 12th is also my birthday.
Oh, so it'll be
a birthday kind of day.
I love it. I love it. By the ocean, a beautiful place, because you'll be playing at the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society on September 11th, and we're so excited. Tell us a little bit about the band you're going to be bringing with you.
Okay, I have a wonderful band. I have the great Murray Lowe on keyboards. There's a beautiful Steinway piano there. And I have David Belov on bass, who's been with me stalwart for more than 20 years. And I have the great young talent Dylan Votto on drums. And then I have a special guest, Sheldon Brown, on saxophone.
That sounds like it's going to be amazing. I know Dylan and I know David very well. It'll be good to see him again. He hasn't been with the gospel choir for a little bit. So it's great. You're bringing him along. And this group is something I can't pronounce.
Homenagem Brasileira. It means homage to Brazil.
And you have a lot of great things going on with them. You're going to be in San Francisco at the Golden Gate Park Band Shell September 9th.
That's correct. With exactly the same group.
Oh, wonderful. What time does that take place?
That starts at 4:30. It's kind of a happy hour thing. We play two sets. And the Bach, gosh, I'm going to have to look up what time that starts.
Starts at 4:30.
Okay, so both shows start at 4:30. Perfect. And both are two sets.
Oh, wonderful. That's good to know. Yeah, because last year it was all one set, but now because of COVID lightening up, I guess two sets are back, which is beautiful. I cannot wait. And tell us a little bit about the first song that you're going to share with our audience.
Great. Well, these three are all songs off of my most recent album called Entre Amigos, which consists of all collaborations, things I wrote with other musicians who are involved in Brazilian music. And this one, I wrote lyrics to the music by the great young guitarist, composer, singer Ian Facchini. And it's called Deixa o Amor Florescer, which means let love flourish. And the horn arrangement is by Natalie Cressman.
I thought that sounded familiar.
It features both Cressman bone players, Natalie and her dad, Jeff, my husband, and the great saxophonist, Harvey Wineapple.
Oh, that's incredible. Well, let's take a listen to Deja o Amor Florescer.
Very good.
Excellent. Thank you, bye, Sandy.
Excelente.
Wonderful.
Veja uma nova constelação feita pra nos iluminar. Chega da fumaça infiltrando o ar. Veja que a chuva faz renascer. Deixa o amor florescer. Quantas vezes eu vaguei por onde o caminho vai, sem saber falar. Tantos mares naveguei, os gatos
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. We're speaking with the wonderful Sandy Chrisman, and we just listened to a song off of her album Entre Amigos that's called Deja o Amor Florecer. I'm getting better at my Portuguese.
Again, very, very good. Excellent.
Thank you.
Deja o Amor Florecer. You were like almost perfect.
Almost perfect. Okay, next time. So Sandy is somebody I know and love for many years from going to jazz camp, and you've been part of that wonderful tribe for 120 sessions or so, I think, and your family.
For a really long time.
Yeah. And the horn section you mentioned was in that last song is your daughter, Natalie, and your husband, Jeff Chrisman, tour the world with other bands. And you guys have quite the musical legacy.
We do. We're kind of like a circus family. We have one more child, offspring, who's a wonderful dancer, Juliana.
She really is, yeah. And she's part of the Living Jazz organization now, too, which is amazing, officially. So that's excellent. You guys have done a very good job, and you just are such a wonderful musical asset to have close by. So I'm just grateful for
you.
All the amazing music you and your family make. All right, let's talk real quickly about the next song we're going to be listening to.
So the next song is a collaboration, my lyrics to a song by the great Latin jazz guitarist, Ray Oviedo. I think he actually recently played out at Bach, and I work with him in other capacities in other bands, and I've sung a lot of backing vocals on his records. This is called Eu Mais Você, Me Plus You. And it's kind of a seaside story because it talks about something I used to do as a kid, going to the ocean and staring out at the waves and thinking that somehow the waves held my destiny. And I wove in the goddess of the sea, Iemanjá. The person in this story prays to Iemanjá to bring them someone to love. And Iemanjá hears the prayer. And you'll hear some trombone parts again by Jeff Chrisman. You'll hear Ray Oviedo, and let's see, who else plays on this? Again, Ian Facchini plays guitar, and I believe that this one has Phil Thompson on drums and Thompson on bass.
What a great cast of characters. All right, let's take a listen to, let's see if I get this right,
Eu Mais Você. Yeah.
Eu Mais Você. Okay, that's an accent on
there. Okay, perfect.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
This is Eu Mais Você by Sandy Chrisman.
Paz e muito mais.
Hi, everyone. It's Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. We're speaking with Sandy Cressman, the beautiful chanteuse of Brazilian tunes, and we just listened to the lyrics she wrote for Eu Mais Você.
That's correct.
Oh, I did it right. Portuguese is such a beautiful language, but I know Brazilian Portuguese is different than Portuguese Portuguese, isn't it?
That's correct. It's a little like British English and American English, but when I've been in Portugal, everyone understands me, so it's been a little harder to understand them answering me.
That makes sense. I know enough foreign languages to get me in trouble. It's kind of how I put it. Mm-hmm. But it's just so beautiful. And how did you get into singing Brazilian music and falling in that beautiful world?
Well, I remember hearing it growing up when the Brazil 66, Brazil 77 came out. And then when I was in college, I had the opportunity to take a Latin jazz class and get to know more artists. And just the more I heard, I just got just reeled in. And then I heard an artist called Javan. When I was on tour in Japan, one of the Japanese musicians actually gave me Javan cassette. That bowled me over. And then I heard Yvonne Leans, and that drove me insane. And eventually, good fortune led me to, at the time I was singing with a vocal group called Pastiche, and our pianist sent a sub, and it was Marco Silva, who's a wonderful pianist from Rio. And when he heard that I liked Brazilian music, he kept giving me more and more, and then we ended up playing together for a number of years, and he's on my first two records, and I just delved more deeply into it, and then I've been going to and working at California Brazil Camp, where they bring to Casadero, they bring Brazilian artists from all over the United States and from Brazil, of course, and you can study all kinds of styles and instruments and things there. So I usually work translating for band classes. It's really fun.
That's wonderful. Well, we don't have a whole lot more time, so let people know where they can find your music and where you're going to be performing.
All right. Well, you can find my music on all the online sources like Apple Music and Amazon, and those are places you can actually purchase and download, which I recommend. It's also on Spotify, and if you like CDs where you can read all about what's on the tracks, you can get them at either of these upcoming shows on September 9th and 11th. Or you can go to my website, cressmanmusic.com, and purchase through there.
Wonderful. cressmanmusic.com. Everybody check it out. And again, she's going to be playing at the Bach Dancing and Dynamite September 11th, that Sunday, and at Golden Gate Park September 9th, both at 4:30. And Sandy, share with us a little bit about this last tune, and we'll take people out with that.
The next song is called Como Eu Quero Cantar, and that means How I Just Want to Sing. And I composed it in collaboration with some artists from São Paulo, Dani Gurgel, who's a singer, composer, and Deborah Gurgel, who's a wonderful pianist and composer-arranger. It was just very fortunate that we were visiting them, and Dani and I had been collaborating on this song over the internet by email, and their studio was free, and we finished composing the song pretty much the day that Jeff and I arrived there. This was in 2015, and by the next day, we were in the studio with my favorite band recording what you're about to hear. Features Jeff Kressman on trombone.
I love it. All right, this is Como Eu Quero Cantar by Sandy Cressman, all on her album Entre Amigos. Sandy, thank you for joining us. Everybody, thank you for listening. We'll see you at the Bach on September 11th, everyone. And thank you again, Sandy. We really appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Kelly, for having me and for your support.
All right, take care, everybody.
Tanta dor, como eu quero.
Listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artist of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.